The following is a class on the Nectar of Devotion, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 26, 1972, in Bombay, India.
Swami took advantage of his brother's personal money, which had been deposited with a village banker, and escaped from the prison of Hussein Shah. In this way, both brothers joined Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rupa Goswami first met Lord Chaitanya at Prayag, Allahabad, India, and on the Dashashtamedha Vedinga of that holy city, the Lord instructed him now, continually.
Sometimes it is questioned that Sanatana Goswami paid the money in black money. Yes, actually he paid. When the Hussein Shah Nawab imprisoned him, he was minister, the superintendent of jail. He was working under him, he was minister. So, the Sanatana Goswami requested him that I had done so many times your benefit, so you do me one benefit, you let me go. That's not the fact. So I'm going to be a peer. Because the Muslims, they respect very much the pea. So actually he was going to be pea. They renounce the family life and become Goswami. So, I am sacrificing my life for God. And you just help me in this service. Not only that, you get some material profit also. I have got this. First of all, he offered 5,000. Then he offered 10,000. In this way it was settled. And the superintendent there let him go. And he inquired from Sanatana Goswami, what I shall explain to the Nawab when he asked me explanation, call for explanation, you are going. So he gave him a trick that formerly people used to evacuate on the field. So he was imprisoned, so he wanted to evacuate in the field, and the superintendent jail was accompanying him. In this way, he fabricated story, and he told that when he was evacuating, immediately jumped over the river. And the river's waves were so strong, he was carried away. I could not find. So in this way, Sanatana Goswami escaped after bribing. Now the question is, whether this kind of black marketing, bribing is required for spiritual life. And the answer is that everything is required, provided you can satisfy Krishna. This is the thing. According to time, circumstances, the dealing, just like Arjuna, in the battlefield, there is fighting. And Krishna is advising Yudhishthira that he go and tell Dronacharya that your son Ashwatthama is dead. Krishna is advising to speak lie. And Yudhishthira hesitated. How can I speak lie? I never spoke lie in my life. So, the idea is that our dealings in the ordinary, when there is fighting, in fighting, they take all means, all propaganda, all means, you know that. fighting. One, the aim is how to own victory. Although there are so many international laws, and they don't care for it. It's like bombing. Bombing, sometimes the opposite party, they keep soldiers and the Red Cross over. Because Red Cross is not bombed, according to international. But they get information and they bomb us. These are common practice. That's like in India, the Hindu-Muslim fight, the Muslims are keeping weapons within the mosque. You know that. Everyone knows. So, there are so many international law of the fighting, but when there is necessity, they neglect all international law and they take advantage. I have heard from a very reliable officer, Mr. MacPherson, in Allahabad. He was my... At that time I was keeping a drug shop, so he was my customer. And when he was coming, he was talking with me, many past stories of the war. So once he narrated, he was also one of the commanders, that in the first Marshall Force, he was in the Second World War or First, I think First World War.
First Expedition War.
Marshall Force. He was in charge of the French center. So, the Belgium, there are many refugees from Belgium, mostly women and children. So they came to France, and in charge was Mr. Marshall Foch. So this Mr. MacPherson, he told me that we are officers, we informed that so many refugees have come from Belgium. What to do? Then Marshal Foch became very angry. He said, he became very angry. What can I do in this battle field? So it was ordered that they should be killed. So actually it so happened that all these women and children, they were assembled together, and four guns from four sides were drawn. Their own alliance, not alliance, what is it called? Allies. So these things take place in war. Sometimes there is no international law, no humanitarian. Everything goes on. Everything. Similarly, the point is that as people act, hooks and crooks, everything for satisfying their senses, gaining some material profit. Similarly, if need be, everything can be accepted for Krishna's sake. Everything can be accepted. Otherwise, how Sanatana Goswami is driving? How Krishna is advising Yudhishthira to speak lies? There is a verse, Mannimitte kritam papam punnayiva kalpate. Sometimes it appears that this is a sinful act, but if it is done for Krishna, our bhakti is anupullena Krishna anusilam. We have to satisfy Krishna. Krishna is asking me to tell lie. Yes, I shall tell lie. That is bhakti. If I consider, oh, I have never spoken lies in my life, how can I speak lies? That is not bhakti. Because it is pratikul, against the desire of Krishna. Common people cannot understand this. They will be shuddered. Why one candle is not burning? Get it? You should. They think, Krishna is teaching, Yudhishthira is such a nice man, he's a religious person, and is teaching him to speak lies. Abhijananti māma mūrhā māna sintanīvā. If sometimes one thinks like that, he becomes Mura. When Karna was repairing the wheel of his chariot, Krishna asked Arjuna, kill him immediately. Kill him. And Karna protested, Arjuna, what you are doing? I am not in fighting now. So Krishna said, no, this is the time, otherwise he will not be able to kill him. This is the time. This is the opportunity to kill him. Because Karna was greater hero than Arjuna. Dronacharya, Bhishma, that is explained by Parikshit Maharaj. There is a battlefield with this type of ocean, and there were big, big crocodiles, animals, like Dronacharya, Bhishma, Karna. But by the grace of Krishna, my grandfather was able to kill them. Arjuna is not so strong that he could kill Bhishma, Dronacharya, Karna. They are better heroes. These things are there. There are many instances, just like gopis. At dead of night, when Krishna's flute was there, they left their husband, left their father, left their brothers, children, everything and went there. Now, according to our Vedic system, young girls, young women, leaving the protection of father, brother or superiors and going in the forest for another boy, it is very sinful. Socially, it is sinful. And Krishna instructed them, what you have done? You go back immediately. And they began to cry. This description is there. So, now, from the social point of view, this is sin. This is sin when the gopis went to Krishna. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj was standing without any protest, and his father is being killed. Now, can any sane man see that his father is being killed and is standing silent without any protest? And Bali Maharaj, he rejected his spiritual master. When Sukracharya said that don't promise, he is Vishnu, he'll take everything of you. Don't promise anything. Bali Maharaj said, he is Vishnu, and you are asking me not to promise to him? Oh, I don't want such spiritual master. I reject it. To reject spiritual master is a great sin. So these are from the social point of view, from religious point of view, these are irreligious, sinful activities to reject one's spiritual master, to see one's father being killed in one's presence. One woman is going to another boy at dead of night. Superficially, there's simple activity. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends, Ramya Akashi Upasana Bhajavadhu Bhajavija Kalvika. There is no upasana method of worship as it was conceived by the gopis in first class. The point is that superficially it may appear sometimes against the social and religious rules and regulations, but if it is done for Krishna, anukulya, bhakti means anukulya na Krishna anusaya. Krishna should be satisfied. That is it. It doesn't matter. Krishna should be satisfied. Just like Krishna pretended that he was sick, and many physicians came. He said, no physician cured me. If some devotee gives me the dust of his feet on my head, then I can be cured. So all devotees were asked, and nobody, oh, can I give my dust on the head of Krishna? How is this possible? Nobody prepared. Then Krishna asked, go to Vrindavan. Just ask the gopis if they can give. They are my best friends, if they are prepared. I am very much suffering from headache. So nobody was prepared to go. As soon as gopis are approached, Krishna is sick. They want her to ask them, please. 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 They did not care that we are going to hell by offering our dust of feet on the head of Krishna. Never mind, we shall go. Krishna will be happy, that's all. Krishna will be happy. This is all. It doesn't matter, the whole world is going to hell. But if Krishna is satisfied, the devotee is prepared to do that. That is it. That is called uttama bhakti. Anukulena Krishna anusiranam bhakti uttama. You'll find this bhakti rasana. Annavilasita sunnam. Not to make business with Krishna. I shall be devotee of Krishna provided my everything is all right and just. I shall not be sinful, I shall not do this, I shall not do my family will be kept nicely. All these conditions, as people go to Vrindavan, all the money distributed, and there are many persons, and sons and grandsons are ordered, that he'll send me 200 rupees per month, and all the 2 crores of rupees, that is for you. That is for you. That is not for Krishna. And simply for my eating, you send me 200. There are many, you know. So, Krishna is also very, the 2 crores of rupees he earned, so with hard labor, that is kept for your children. And you have come here with empty hand. And for your food, 200 rupees. So, jīja thāvāṁ prabhadhanti tāṁ sataiva mayāmma. No. The first principle is that one should be prepared to sacrifice everything for Krishna. Everything. It doesn't matter. My faith, my honor, my money, my prestige, doesn't care. Krishna must be satisfied. Just Arjuna did. Arjuna didn't like to fight, to kill on the other side, his brother, his grandfather, no. But when you understand, no, Krishna wants you. Ah, yes, Karishe Vachanam. That's all right. This is Krishna. No consideration for anything else. Simply to satisfy Krishna. Satisfy Krishna, Krishna is repentant, the same thing. That is bhakti. Annavirasitasannam jnana karmadhanabhitam jnana. Jnana, it should not be tinged by jnana. This is jnana. Oh, I'm going to speak lie, I'll go to hell. I'm going to kill my grandfather, I'll go to hell. This is called jnana, knowledge. But the definition is jnana karma anabhritam. It should be untouched by jnana and karma. Untouched. Yes. So, this is pure. Nāvilāsitāsannam jñāna karmādhati. The gopīs, they are not jñānīs. They are ordinary village girls. What jñāna they have? No jñāna. No karma. They did not know what is karma. What is sacrifice. No, they did not know. So, we should be prepared to sacrifice everything without any consideration of jnana karma, yoga, no. We have to see whether Krishna is satisfied. Sanusthitasya dharmasya sansiddhi haripoja. That is perfection. Sansiddhi haripoja. Whether Krishna is satisfied. So people have no information what is Krishna. And what you speak of satisfying. Who was speaking that? Girira. Now you are talking Mr. Mota. Every man, so-called knowledge scholars, they have no, idea what is God, what is Krishna, and where to speak of satisfying him. But then bhakti means that he, a bhakta, is always ready to sacrifice everything to satisfy Krishna. But if one has no idea what is Krishna, then where is bhakti? But impersonalists, there cannot be any bhakti, because they have no information of Krishna. They do not know what is Krishna. And bhakti means satisfaction of Krishna. If I know the person, if I know what is his nature, then I can know also how to satisfy. If you have no information of any person, then where is the question of satisfaction?
Lord particularly instructed Rupa Goswami on the science of Krishna
consciousness. So here the point is that Sanatana Goswami, the Vikhasas, he was so mad after meeting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he, whatever money he had with the banker, village banker, and even it was sinful to bribe, he didn't care for it. He wanted, he resigned his service as minister. Therefore he was in prison. Now to get out of the prison house, he bribed. He was so much ecstatic. This is called low-low. Low-low means, just like we become very much greedy in achieving some success or receiving something sometimes. We become mad. That is equal. Low-low ekamunna. To achieve Krishna consciousness perfectly, this ecstatic eagerness or greediness to serve Krishna, that is the only price to achieve success in devotion. That is the only price. Not money, not anything, not prestige, not good parentage, not beauty, nothing. Simply this ecstatic, intense desire, how I shall get Krishna, then Krishna. Intense. That is the example of the gopis, intense desire. Tatran lullam ekamullam. Now, janma koti, nalam bhate, janma koti, visukriti. This ecstatic desire, that this life I shall get recognition by Krishna, that I have sacrificed everything for Krishna. This is the one.
These teachings of Lord Chaitanya to Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada are narrated in our book, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Later, Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada elaborated the teachings of the Lord with profound knowledge of revealed scriptures and authoritative references from various Vedic literatures. Srila Srinivasa Acharya describes in his prayers to the six Goswamis that they were all highly learned scholars, not only in Sanskrit, but also in foreign languages such as Persian and Arabian. They very scrutinizingly studied all
and the English language was compulsory during the British rule, during Mahavira's rule. At least all big officers, there are many Hindu big officers, they had to learn Arabian and Persian language. So these Goswamis, because they are ministers, they are learned, highly learned scholars in Arabic and Persian language.
They very scrutinizingly studied all the Vedic literatures in order to establish the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the authorized principles of Vedic knowledge. The present Krishna consciousness movement is also based on the authority of Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. We are therefore generally known as Rupanugas, or followers in the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. It is only for our guidance.
Rupanuga Bharaya. Rupanuga. Followers of Rupa Goswami. We, Gauriya Vaishnava, we follow the instruction. Nartam Das Thakur says in his song, Rupa Raghu Natha Pade Haive Yakuti Kapeham Bhujava Se Jugala Piriti. jugala priti, the conjugal love between Radha and Krishna. It is not to be understood by a third-class man. It is not possible. If one thinks Krishna is ordinary human being, Radharani is ordinary God, then it is not possible. One has to understand Krishna and Radharani through the bhakti literature of this brochure. Therefore, Nottamdas Thakur says, Rupo Rahu Natho Pade Hoive Akut, eagerness. When I shall try to understand jugala priti, the conjugal love of Radha Krishna, through the literature of Rupa Raghunatha. Rupa Raghunatha means there are six Goswami, begins from Rupa Goswami, ends with Raghunatha. Sri Rupa Sanatana Bhatta Raghunatha, Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Das Raghunatha. There are two Raghunatha, one Bhatta Raghunatha and Das Raghunatha. So, Nathandas has to say, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Haive Akuti, Kabe Hamabhita. To understand Radha Krishna and their love affairs, one has to understand through the literature given by Rupa Goswami. They are just like the Gopi Rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar of the Goswami.
It is only for our guidance that Srila Rupa Goswami prepared his book in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is now presented in the form of the Nectar of Devotion. Persons engaged in the Krishna consciousness movement may take advantage of this great literature and be very solidly situated in Krishna consciousness. Bhakti means devotional service. Every service has some attractive feature which drives the servitor progressively on and on. Every one of us within this material world...
Without some attractive feature, nobody is interested. Just like we are talking here about Krishna bhakti, but people in general, they are not very much attracted to Krishna bhakti. So, they do not care to come. So there must be some attractive feature. Otherwise, so different people have got different attractive features. Therefore Krishna says, manushyanam sahasresu kaschit jatati siddhaya jatatama bhusiddhyanam kaschit maam vetika. This attraction for Krishna can be developed in the association of devotees, satam kritam. Automatically nobody is attracted for Krishna. The whole world is like that. That the Krishna consciousness movement means to give these people a chance to associate with devotees and thus become attracted to Krishna. That is the fact. Maya sakta mana pratal yogam jilman madasya. Maya sakta. To become attracted by Krishna. Krishna means attracting. Krishna. Akarsati. Krishna means attracting. It's like magnetic stone attracting, naturally, the iron. But the iron, if it is rusty, it cannot attract. It cannot attract. Similarly, Krishna is attractive, and we are part and parcel of Krishna. We are also attracted by Krishna. But because we are now covered by the Maya rust, we are not attracted. This Maya rust has to be polished, then you will get it. Otherwise Krishna is attractive. Krishna means attractive.
Every one of us within this world is perpetually engaged in some sort of service, and the impetus for such service is the pleasure we derive from it.
Yes, we cannot work unless we derive some pleasure. Just like the Ahmedabad, the diabetic part person. You are killing animals and you are attracted by killing them. The butchers I've seen in Calcutta, I was passing through, one hotel man was cutting the throat of a chicken, and the chicken was, after being cut the throat, it was jumping like anything, you see. And he was laughing. He was taking pleasure. It was for me so horrible, but he was taking very nice food. This half-cut chicken is jumping. And his son was crying. And he was asking, why you are crying? Why you are crying? So it is the question of different qualities. One is attracted and one he finds they are detracted. Go on.
Driven by affection for his wife and children, a family man works day and night. A philanthropist works in the same way for love of the greater family, and a nationalist for the cause of his country and countrymen. That force which drives the philanthropist, the householder, and the nationalist is called rasa, or in
kind that of... attractiveness is called rasa, mellow, taste.
Or a kind of mellow, or relationship whose taste is very sweet. Bhakti rasa is a mellow different from the ordinary rasa enjoyed by mundane workers. Mundane workers labor very hard, day and night, in order to relish a certain kind of rasa, which is understood as sense gratification. The relish or taste of the mundane rasa does not long endure, and therefore mundane workers are always apt to change their position of enjoyment. A businessman is not satisfied by working the whole week. Therefore, wanting a change for the weekend, he goes to a place where he tries to forget his business activities. Then, after the weekend is spent in forgetfulness, he again changes his position and resumes his actual business activities. Material engagement means accepting a particular status for some time and then changing it. This position of changing back and forth is technically known as bhoga tyaga, which means...
bhoga tyaga. Bhoga and tyaga.
Which means a position of alternating sense enjoyment and renunciation.
Yes, their position is sense enjoyment. If by bhoga they are not satisfied, then tyaga, brahma satta jagan mitha, give it up. Against by tyaga, when he does not find any sense pleasure, then again comes back, all right, come to social service, open hospital, open the school. Then why you are coming again? You have given it up, tyaga, brahma satta jagan mitha. Why you are coming to mitha again, to open the school? That is going on. Sometimes, this is brahma satta jagan mitha, everything is mitha. And brahma is satta, aham brahma. But when they cannot get Brahma, cannot realize Brahma, then again come to the bhoga. Bhoga, pendulum. Bhoga, tyaga. Bhoga, tyaga. Bhoga, tyaga. You know, that pendulum. Watch, stop, stop. Hot, stop, hot. Bhoga, tyaga. Bhoga, tyaga. So, our policy is not bhoga, tyaga. Our policy is satisfaction of Krishna. That is pure bhakti. Anna vilasita asannam. Jnana karmadana abritam anukullena krishna anusiranam bhakti yuktam sarvapadhi vininmuktam tatparatena nirmalam rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti yuktam. That's all.